Here is the group known as Folk Faces. I enjoyed that so much, and I was a little nervous during that song because there is a fire sprinkler system just above Tyler, and as you shredded that guitar, I was a little concerned that you might that might go off, and I don't know what happens. Well, actually, I do know what happens when water gets spilled around here, but you guys sound great, nice. And thank you for being with us. I know you had a late gig at Hambones last night.
Howlers.
I'm sorry. Howlers. Right. One of Hambones. The H places.
We're a bunch of Hambones.
No, there is a place called Hambones, but I knew it was Howlers, and out came Hambones. Oh, we could do that together. No. So let's meet the band. These guys are from Buffalo. Folk Faces is their name. And this is one of the few times I hope you'll consider watching them, too. They're on being streamed live on our Facebook page, on their own Facebook page. And they're really fun to watch as well as to listen to. Let's just learn a little bit more about each of you. We'll start with Tyler, go down the line, and then get back to music.
I'm Tyler, Tyler Westcott, and I play guitar and banjo and sing and write songs in the band.
Excellent. Did you write the one you opened with?
Yeah, it's an instrumental, inspired by, like Django Reinhardt and kind of that style of music.
Yeah. What kind of guitar are you playing?
Oh, it's an EKO. It's an Italian-made kind of... like a gypsy jazz guitar, and bought it from the guy from the Hot Club of Buffalo.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful guitar. Thanks. Next to you is Ellen. Hello.
Hi, my name is Ellen Peroni. I play saxophone. I also handle a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff that the band does, a lot of the booking.
Yes, I was going to say, I can tell by my notes here, you were the one to keep it all straight. So,
I do my best. I do my best. I pride myself in being very organized and send a lot of emails mostly.
And are you both originally from Buffalo, that area? Or
I am originally from Buffalo, but Tyler is not.
I grew up about an hour away from Buffalo.
Where about?
The southwestern tip of Livingston County, about an hour south of Rochester. Very small town. I graduated like 40 kids. And it's called Nunday, New York.
There might be somebody.
Hunt, New York, even more.
Somebody here might know it. Now, next, Dan is, it says here, percussion vocals and lead washboard. Or is that lead washboard?
Could be both. Maybe there's some lead in here. But yeah, I'm Dan Schwack. I play washboard and percussion, and I try and sing in the background. I usually don't have a microphone.
Now, Pete, as you're listening to the percussion, and you might want to watch it, too, if you get a chance. It's amazing. Each of you is playing intricate parts. But
thanks.
Did it take a while to figure out how to do all that?
Well, it didn't really take a while to figure out how to do it. What took a while is to finding the right sounds to put on it. I just didn't want to put random things on here. They all have a function and purpose. I got a wood block, got a coffee creamer, a light bulb insulator, the top of a sugar container. I got a cowbell. I got an oil catcher from the bottom of a grill.
I was wondering what that was. Yeah.
Yeah, and then some horns.
Nice.
And then just the washboard.
That and the Mel Bay washboard book, and you're all set to go. And then on bass is Patrick Jackson. Thank you for leaning up to a mic. Hello.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Good. And I mean, we're happy to have you here. I meant to ask you both if you're also from the Buffalo area originally.
Yeah, Dan and I grew up in the south towns of Buffalo, so not too far away. I think I grew up like a half hour out in East Aurora, and he grew up about like 40 minutes out in Lancaster.
Well, it's just terrific to have you here. I think you've got one recording that folks can get a hold of. I hope you'll record more.
Yeah, we're in the process of working on our follow-up album, our second album. We've been working at a really nice studio in Buffalo. And our first release is about a year old. It turned 1 year old in April. And we've been a band a long time, and it was about time we put out a CD. And we're working studiously on our follow-up album, but it's tough.
It takes a lot of time, and you sound just terrific. If you're just joining us, Folk Faces is the name of the group. They're here from Buffalo. They played at Howlers last night. Unfortunately for we Pittsburghers, they are going to be playing in Buffalo tonight, not in the Pittsburgh area. But I already want to hear more of you than I know we're going to hear this morning. What do you want to do next?
I'd like to play a song I wrote. And it's about how I ended up in Buffalo and met all these people.
And Tyler, by the way, has traded in that Italian guitar for a banjo. Here again, Folk Faces.
Genesee. Well, a girl I didn't know who came from Buffalo said, come and move to the city with me. Well, I fell in love with the pot farmer's daughter. Yes, mother, she wanted about me. Well, I saw the rock stars only care about their guitars, but I feel it always in love, you see. Oh, I feel it always in love, you see. Thank you. couldn't get her out of my head. Well, we had a good run, yes, we had a whole lot of fun, but she threw me for a ringer, and she broke my heart instead. To her mother's surprise, it was her who brought tears to my eyes, while she remained unscathed. And it seemed like so long since we laughed and sang songs. We used that dirty, polluted Genesee River water to bathe. We used that dirty river water to bathe.
Folk Faces, and hello to John, who is listening on Facebook, as well as Justin. Good morning, Justin, out in Portland, I do believe, and Brandon, and he says, I love all you guys.
We love you too, Brandon.
Is Brandon from Buffalo, or is he here? Well, who knows? I should be able to know. But Brandon, nice to have you with us. I think he's from the New York area. And so nice. These guys, I'm just tickled. You know, this is sort of, you've taken many of the genres that I like and you've put them all together. This is kind of what I hear in my head when I walk around all the time. And nobody else gets to hear it. And now they get to hear it. You too. Tyler and I could be spirit, each other's spirit animal. Is that what the kids say?
Well, he's a know, wild beast.
To play the music we want to hear, you know?
Yeah. What do you want to do next?
Well, I'll keep the banjo on for one more song and do a little song. It's kind of an ode to the rats of Buffalo.
The rats of Buffalo.
Yeah. But I don't know. This is just a song where I tried to fit as many syllables into one song as I possibly could. So.
Wear a helmet.
I'm really curious. It's intrigued, or intrigued to look at it with more syllables.
I'm gonna try my best to get it all out and enunciate.
You can do it, bud.
All right, you ready?
Sure.
Everyone ready?
Sometimes I forget just who I am. I hide it like a hermit crab, shut it like a clam. And if you forget just who you are, get in and take a long drive in your car. In your car you could drive around the whole world and not give a damn. In my mind a lion is sleeping with a lamb. When I first impressions they get mighty old, I'm not sure if I'm jaded. The world book quarter, don't want to be a victim of World War III. The devil and God to keep me company, but there's a fat old rat running down the sidewalk. I'm safe inside my thin foil blanket. Sometimes I sit and I think about the world, but at times I sit alone and I'm so no, I don't. Down, but I always stand up with fun perspective. My overflowing cup, I like the kind of party swing on the dog. Sitting in the corner like a bump on a log. Jump out the log, started running, open up your eyes and you see something stunning. Put on your coat, put on your hair. Step out the door, that's all she wrote, man. I don't talk about money, cause it makes no sense. Makes people act funny, increase the confidence. So I don't need a dollar just to give me a spine. Even if I had one best for my mind, cause my mind's one from my roots of planned. The voice partner and things are more branded. Really have time nowadays to think of. You wanna get together, let's get a drink, give me a call. Oh, give me a call. You can go down to the radio show and hang out. We can broadcast all across this great nation.
Woo! So I didn't know when to stop tapping my hand here. I almost blew it there at the end. Folk Faces, the name of the group. Hello to Ron, listening in Edgewood and watching in Edgewood and enjoying it. And if you're tuning in, if you haven't checked out Facebook Live streaming video, today's a good day to do it. It's because these guys are. Although we're not seeing Patrick that much. That's okay. It's tough to get the bass in the.
Patrick has the face for radio. Let's be real.
Yeah. Well, Folk Faces. Yeah, I like the group. You all have folk faces of sort, right? These nice bearded. Ellen. I didn't mean.
Lady.
Yes, I didn't mean Ellen. How did the name? It's generally not a question I like to ask. In fact, I almost never ask it, but I like the name a lot.
It's a cheeky little name. It's exactly what you'd expect. It's not a hard joke to get. It's another four-letter word you could.
Got it.
it's a way of describing someone who you might think is, a certain way or. And so we're a bunch of goofballs, and so we kind of refer to ourselves
as
such.
Like folk hips. Yeah. You'd use the word hips instead of face. Right. That's the word you would substitute.
Exactly.
I figured it out. Like or folk neck.
Welcome to the joke.
Would be another one.
Folk nose.
Yes, folk nose. This could be a whole game. Yeah. Ears would be another one. Eyes. Feet. Folk feet.
Don't do that.
Okay. Let's get back to the music. The guitar has been donned by Tyler, and it's just great to hear you. Oh, they're debating the song to play next or the next four-letter body part, which there are more of them. You're going to be folk knee. There we go. Tyler, what's next?
We're gonna give you a slightly more serious cut, a kind of more laid back number, a little jazzy number. This is one of our newest songs, and we've been recording it and working on it. It's turned out really nice, and I only wrote it a couple months ago, and it's really taken off, and is very beautiful, and I love the way the band sounds on it. And this is a song about choosing joy and tolerance in your everyday life instead of hate and fear. Called Lucky Stars, and it's about thanking them.
Bring me down. gentlemen, the unflappable Ellen Peroni.
Folk Faces with another beauty. These are all original songs, too. And as you listen to them, they sound like they could be something from Jim Queskin or something from the Hot Club of any place. And I was hoping something like this would happen. We have an East Aurora High School, class of 1976, listener in Stu of McCandless, who also knows where Nunday is.
Oh, nice.
Since he went to SUNY Geneseo, or Geneseo.
Geneseo. Yeah.
So he says hello.
Hello.
And,
hello.
And is watching along with you. Justin commented how great the sax sounded on that last number and
he
throughout.
Knows. Thank
he
you.
Knows.
Justin
and
knows.
You introduced Alan, what is the unflappable? Have you ever been flapped? You've been
not yet, no.
No.
There's time. She's young.
Weren't there flapper girls? Well, I forget what they did, but were they like
were dancers?
Dancers
in their 20s.
They drank,
yeah.
They drank and smoked a lot.
My great-grandma was a flapper.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
I wonder if that's where unflappable, that's one of those words that you never hear of people that are flappable. or like if you're looking to hire a fifth band member, you'd really want him to be apt.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to the other. There's all sorts of words like that, but we already had a little word puzzle with
some other stuff.
With other stuff, so Folk Faces.
You don't want none of that, do we?
Is the group that you're listening to? What time did you guys get to bed last night?
was about one or two.
Oh, good. You're pretty good.
We behaved ourselves.
Yeah, you're not bad at all. I'm tickled that you're here. I keep using the word tickled.
It's great to be here.
I'm not sure there's anything else I can say. And I just noticed on our washboard, there's an Altoids tin
there
up
is.
There. Right?
I can keep little treats in here.
Yeah. Oh, it actually, it's a functional
There's
tin.
There's like thimbles in here and a picture of my mom and dad.
That's nice. It's like your office.
Yeah. It's my little office.
What's the creamer sound like?
Yeah, I don't play this that much, but it has a little high-pitched tinny kind of sound.
Oop. Nice.
Kind of has the same sound as the... It sounds like a go-go bell or something.
I'm sure everybody suggests things to attach to that. It must happen all the time, right?
Yeah, I have a basement full of garbage parts that someday will be put on another washboard.
I was going to say, a nice retractable tape measure. And it could be a little audience participation. You know, somebody during a show could pull it all the way out, and you would have to choose when to retract.
Yeah.
And probably give... liability waivers to everybody in the audience for fear of what might happen.
People love to honk on my horns and blow on my slide whistle as well.
It's the slide. Oh, it is.
Honk on my horn and blow on my slide whistle, baby.
Amazing. It's interesting because when I saw the slide whistle before the angle we happened to be at, I did not really realize, of course, he would need to blow on a slide whistle. I just was figuring it must be working in a must be an electric slide whistle or a self-powered slide whistle.
It's electric.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Well, Folk Faces, we're going to have time. I hope for, if you're up for it, at least three more as we play. Yeah. What do you want to do? Let me ask this. Is there a way to trace how you got into this style of music? Is it Tyler's lead, or it can't be? You all seem very natural with this, but how'd that all happen?
Well, I mean, everybody individually is a very extremely talented musician and inspired by lots of different kinds of music. For me, I went to New Orleans in 2010, and I was on a riverboat on the Natchez dancing to what's the Dixieland band?
Preservation Hall Jazz Band?
No, it was I don't know, but like some Dixieland band, and I was just like eating catfish on a riverboat and listening to Dixieland, and I was like, wow, this is pretty awesome. I like this. I could get used to this. This music's fun. I like dancing and hanging out and eating good food, and I don't know, that music spoke to me, and between that and then like people like Woody Guthrie and Pete Seeger, who used, you know, American roots music to make a statement, that really inspired me too. And so I just kind of smashed those two things together in my mind. And then, you know, Ellen came from the jazz world, and she's a teacher. She's an academic and has she's a music teacher and plays in multiple groups.
Were you here early enough to see the kids playing saxophone early this
morning? I did, and I was very happy to see it. I teach high school band, so
yeah.
Awesome.
And believe it or not, we had another tremendous sax player here earlier, a guy named Ben Opie, although he was playing theremin morning to demonstrate that. And then how about you guys, Dan?
Well, I have a pretty diverse background in music. My main love is punk rock. I really love punk rock music, but I also, by way of like avant-garde performance art percussion music that I studied at the university, I fell in love with Found Objects. So like John Cage kind of stuff. So that's where the washboard kind of comes in. But at the same time, I really also love, like he said, Woody Guthrie. I love Bob Dylan. And like just I felt like punk rock and folk music kind of has the same tempo, but the same kind of feel. I like the energetic stuff.
They have a lot of the same sensibilities.
Yeah, for sure. So that's where it complements me, I guess.
Yeah, and this is one of the things music genre doesn't necessarily define music. A lot of it is the attitude and the feel behind it. How about you, Patrick?
I went to college with Ellen. We met freshman year when we both looked a lot younger. And we were having a lot of fun running around college and being music students. And Ellen had joined Folk Faces maybe a year beforehand. I joined in. They had a gig at an attic with a bunch of punks in Rochester. And I showed up, and it was crazy. And I never played with them before. And I said, I kind of want to join this band. This is a lot of fun. And I got to play all the jazz and country and bluegrass. Everything was all rolled into one. So for a bass player, that makes for a really good night.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah.
And we liked him because he offered to drive.
Yeah, I was on cold medicine. So
I was going to say, I was wondering what the join the band application is like. One might be must be designated driver.
Yeah, I just
must be willing to drive 7 hours for $50.
Yeah, I just had a lot of Dayquil in me, and I was leaving leaving all the drinks alone.
I tried to warn you, Pat. I said there's literally hundreds of dollars to be made doing this.
I know. Oh, yeah.
Literally, right. Hundreds. And if you ever win the lottery as a group, though, you'll be able to play until the money runs out.
Yeah. Party until the money's gone.
Yeah. That'll be good for like 2 months.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a great band because everyone's capable of a lot of different things, and I'm a big fan of a variety show. I'm a big fan. If I go see a band or like listen to music, I'm a spaz, and I'm like, okay, I gotta listen to some swing. Now I gotta listen to some bluegrass. Now I gotta listen to some Cajun music. Now I gotta listen to some jazz. Now I gotta listen to some blues. Like, you know, I can't. And so I want to do that, but yes. it's a little spastic.
Yeah, well, actually, I think people were craving that, but that's another story. That's what we do here, and I think people kind of like a mix of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean a real mix of stuff, not just a mix of...
A gumbo.
Yes, a gumbo. Perfect word. Let's get another one out of you all. What's next?
This is a traveling song. It's about getting out of your hometown and playing to some new audiences and making new friends. And this was my, I took a stab at writing like a country or a western swing or like a Hank Williams vibe-y kind of tune and or rockabilly even, you know. And it's a song called Get Out of Town. It'll be on our second CD, which is destined to come out in 2047.
Right. You just say June. Destined to come out in June. You don't give the year. You're fine.
Yeah. Here's Get Out of Town.
Chain. There ain't no time for fireside romance, and baby, after it starts to rain, well, I can't write you no letters, baby, if you're always around. Put your money where your mind is, find out which way south is, and get out of town.
Get out of town, get out of town.
Try not to set your bridges on fire. Keep the pavement underneath your tires when you ain't got a friend, and the world seems black. Get out of town, baby, and don't come back. Get out! A stranger's face in a place nobody ever seen. Can't take no wrong turns, being chased by a hellhound. Being troubles increase, pack it up and go east. Get out of town.
Get out of town. Get out of town.
Bridges on fire. Keep the pavement underneath your tires when you ain't got a friend and the world seems black. Get out of town, baby, and don't come back. Accepting charity. Can't talk too loud about your plans if they're still imaginary. Well, I know better than to accept hand me down. Get that weight off your chest, baby, head out west. Get out of town. Get out of town. Get out of town. Try not to set your bridges on fire. Keep the payment underneath your ties. When you ain't got a friend, the world seems black. Oh, get out of town, baby, and don't come back. Bridges on fire. Keep the pavement underneath your thighs when you ain't got a friend in the world seems black. Get out of town, baby, and don't come back. Get out of town, baby, and don't come back. Get out! Get out of town, baby, don't come back.
Folk faces here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Sherry Wilson says, love you, Dan.
Oh, that's my cousin.
Oh, well, she says,
hey, Sherry.
Hello. And Jolene says, awesome guys.
Jolene.
Love you, Danny. There's two
Jolene.
Love you.
Jolene.
Jolene.
All right. She also says, love you, Daniel. Two out of three Facebook commenters say, love you, Daniel.
He's a handsome one.
Allison, the interestingly spelled Allison Lanning says, hello from Miami. And Randy,
oh, hey.
And Randy gives you a thumbs up.
Well, howdy, 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 ho.
Listening along.
Hope Miami's good.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
That's my brother's girlfriend.
Ah. Oh. It's bringing the world closer. Yeah. It is. So we have about 6 minutes of radio time. That's one or two songs, depending on how you would like to use it.
Okay.
I wish we had even more.
Yeah, we do We're in the Move, obviously, and then something else? You
want to do something? Let's do Old Bell Reed.
Oh, yeah?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. We now have 4 minutes of... No, I'm just... Actually,
happens to us.
While you're getting ready, I'm going to thank Ben Obi for joining us to demonstrate the theremin. Also, Pam Komar from Pittsburgh Cultural Trust and the Children's Festival. Thanks to Marav Kamel and Zaina Ruiz from the Children's Museum, Alexa Contanzerite and Chelly from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh, the Hope Academy sax players, and Ben Barson, Chad Green for a great mix today, and also taking care of all the moving parts. And we'll thank Tyler for tuning his banjo, too. It's always a nice touch.
Trying to.
We're going to sneak one little cover song in here.
You bet.
This is a song by a great artist, a great banjo and guitar player named Ola Bell Reed. And she wrote new old-time music, and this is a song called Undone in Sorrow.
returned to Mary. So still among the flowers she lay. I'll go away as I will wander. I'll set aside my early game. No, I'll not end it. A man of riches, undone in sorrow.
Folk Faces, thank you to Tyler and Alan and Pat and Dan. We're going to let you play us out, and I'm going to thank you for being here with us. Thanks for listening. Look for us next week. We'll meet you right here Saturday mornings on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. What you going to play us out with?
Thanks so much. This is a song called We're on the Move Now, and it's inspired by Robert Johnson and Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. Inspired by the music of Robert Johnson and the words of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Goes like this.
Come tumbling down, Joshua, for the battle of Jericho. Unite white, black, and brown. We gotta fight Goliath like David Bowie. And if we will but make the right choice, if we will but make heard our voice, cause we're on the move now, not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground. How long?
Not long.
How long?
Not long.
Oh, your street be marching on, cause we're on the move now, not about to turn around.
But if you haven't loved, then your blood was spilled in vain. All I got is my sweet love. That's why my town in rain and darkness can I put out darkness. Only I can do that. Oh yes, we're on the move now, not about to turn around.
We're on the move now, we're standing on ground.
How long?
How long?
Oh, it's truth been marching on, cause we're on the move now, not about to turn around.
Satisfied, participate in the beauty of diversity. Let those on the outskirts of hope come to the metropolis of spirit. Let us roll down like a mighty stream. Resurrect our American dream, cause
we're on the move now, not about to turn around. We're on the move now, we're standing on ground.
Hello,
hello,
hello. Oh, you're sweeping my jello. Hello,
hello,
hello. Oh, you're sweeping my jello. Hello,
hello,
hello. Oh, you're sweeping my jello.
So much.